listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Henry Ward Beecher wrote these words: "Greatness lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. And strength is not used rightly when it serves only to carry one above others for their own solitary glory. One is greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of their own." I got that not from reading Henry Ward Beecher, but from the great book and the really great movie, Wonder. This has been enthusiastically making the rounds in our household, and Katie and I just saw the movie Wonder just the other day, and what a wonderful Christmas message that movie is. I would encourage you, we've got 12 days of Christmas ahead of us now, in a way of celebrating the incarnation of God, God made flesh to dwell among us, I would encourage you to go see this movie or read the book even better, the Wonder. I'll read the quote again. "Greatness lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. And strength is not used rightly when it serves only to carry one above others for their own solitary glory. One is greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of their own heart." Grace to you and peace from Jesus the Christ, who comes to us in this holy night in grace and in peace. Amen. It is perhaps the hardest thing in the world dealing with a bully. I'm thinking more about bullies these days, especially having just encountered that movie Wonder, but also reflecting on our lives and on our world. It is perhaps the hardest thing in the world having to deal with a bully. I've had a few experiences myself. One that really jumps out was in high school. I'll never forget it. And even just thinking about it now, those visceral feelings come back. The heart racing, the sweat beating down, ready for anything, and at the same time, nothing. Not sure if our standoff was going to end in fist swinging and blood dripping, or what. He was way bigger than I was. He was way stronger than I was. He had this threatening smirk as we stared each other down. Great big biceps, veins sticking out. But he was making fun of a friend of mine in the weight room, and something in me, I remember, just snapped. I couldn't take it anymore, and I couldn't stay quiet anymore, and I mouthed off back to him. Then I realized what I had done, and suddenly I was in this face-off. And he was a bully. He was mean. And probably, fortunately, I wish I had a great ending for this story, but it was pretty anticlimactic, and it probably ended the way that it should have. A coach came and broke us up as we just, in a heated way, kind of stared at each other. So nothing really happened, except I was changed. I didn't sleep well that night, and I fretted about that bully for a long time after, even while nothing ever did happen again between us. Bullies are tough, on one hand. They can really eat you up, both physically, for sure, but I think the other wounds that they inflict can have an even longer lasting impact. Bullies can embarrass you, right? They get others laughing at you as well. Bullies can make you cry just with their quick words or a mean picture that they draw and pass around, maybe real life or maybe virtually nowadays on the internet. They can even make you turn on yourself, start to cut yourself down, make you laugh along with everyone else, but you're laughing at yourself in a mean way. If you've never been bullied, praise God. But the Christmas story is for anyone who has been bullied, which I would venture to say is probably just about every one of us at some point. I recently asked my kids how they deal with bullies and also bad dreams in these tough times. And one of the things Katie, our little 8-year-old, said was that she thinks it's best to stay calm and let an angel help you. Maybe that was the coach for me that came over. This Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke that the kids read and sung so well, it's for anyone who's been bullied, anyone who has been haunted by cruelty. Those shepherds in the field, you see, were pretty beat up. They were pretty bullied and haunted by a cruel world. Their hearts were probably pounding also with anxiety about how they would get their next meal or their next paycheck or their rent paid. They were ready for anything and also nothing at the very same time. Shepherding was not an easy life, and they were living life on the edges. They were nobodies. They were nobodies. They were like those kids in school, maybe you, when you were in school, feeling like nobody even saw them. And yet, an angel came and helped them. And they stayed calm through that. Even while they were excited, they stayed calm and they let that angel help them. Micah, our 12-year-old, when I asked him this question, how he deals with bullies, he mentioned, you know, laughing and singing helps a lot. And he also said, remember and give thanks for your family. Do you see all of these components in our Christmas celebration this holy night, right here at church, as we gather together on this very special evening, as we try to stay calm? We're trying to stay calm. There's so many things. I'm sure you're thinking about a million things all at once. But we come to this place and we try to stay calm. We try to deep breathe and let the music and the words wash over us. We try to stay calm even as worries can creep in all the time, even as bullies can haunt, even now. As we pause to reflect on the multitude of angels who have come to our aid all over the years. Maybe it's coaches or friends or family members, mentors or spiritual guides, or rainbows or dogs or authors and actors and poets. As we gather at the manger of the one whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own, in this holy place, laughing and singing does help. I agree. And we give thanks for our family of faith too. You see, God's strength is not made manifest in the big bully muscles of world leaders or cool group leaders at school, not in the mean words or the name calling, not in threatening smirks or frightening stare downs, and certainly not in fists flying. No, God's divine power is instead made manifest in a baby, a tiny baby, in peace. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer points out, God is in the manger. That's this whole celebration. God actually is in the manger. How do you feel about that? This morning, we gathered around John's gospel here at church, where we find and also confess that this is true. Jesus is God. And so it is God in the manger this evening that we remember and celebrate. The Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. This Almighty God has humbled, has shrunk all the way down to become a little child to a poor refugee couple born in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere. A stable, a manger, revealed first to bullied and scared shepherds. This God in the manger is strength that carries up hearts. Christ is born to you and for you and in you. So let's laugh. Let's sing. Let's let angels continue to help us. Let's stay calm and let's share this good news. Go and tell it on the mountain. For God is here to stay. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Of all of us at Shepherd of the Valley. Thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!